To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Okay, so Mara and I are here. We're at the Anaheim Hilton. And I'm actually looking out the window right now, and about 200 yards away from me is California Adventure. I can see California Screamin' and the Malibuumer and a couple of Disney hotels and a big, huge Ferris wheel. And if I just kind of make my head around a little bit, I can see downtown Disney and the train station to Disneyland, which is just a little bit beyond that. We're on the 14th floor, the executive level of the Anaheim Hilton. And we don't just spend money crazily. We ended up, this actually was a better deal for us, which was kind of neat. But it turns out it's really great because it provides a good rest for Mara, who's, you know, a little more pregnant now. She's very, very cute. She's not really showing.
A little bit
of a belly for our daughter or son. And so she's able to do some resting, and I've been able to go to some conferences, and that's why we're actually down here. It's not to just go to Disneyland or anything. It's actually to go to what's called National Youth Workers Convention, which is about, I don't know, maybe 3,500 youth workers running around in a conference center and a couple of hotels and listening to people who apparently know what they're talking about because they've done it a lot. Listen to their wisdom and advice and just kind of laugh with each other and that sort of stuff. We're looking out over the window just about 50 yards away from me. I can look down and I can see the conference. And Mara and I are going to go there, and we're going to, we've been here a couple days now. And tonight we're going to go to one of the general sessions, which is going to be spoken by a guy named Mike Pilavachi. Very interesting guy from the UK. And not only that, we're going to listen to David Crowder. We listened to him earlier today. And Mara, that was the first time you've seen him, right?
Live, correct, uh-huh.
And what did you think? Did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
He's a good worship leader.
Yeah, he is. He's neat to watch and listen to. And his lyrics are really good. If you don't like David Crowder, or if you don't know who he is, you should go ahead and take a listen to him. You can search for him on iTunes and listen to a couple of his songs. Got a couple of different albums out. Or you can talk to Aaron Gill, who I think might love him, but I'm not sure. And I actually text messaged Aaron to say that I was listening to him this morning. We're going to try to get a little snippet of his performance later on this little podcast. Mara's eating Chinese vegetables right now.
Very good broccoli.
She loves the broccoli, which is good because she wasn't quite sure about that when we picked it up. And she's got a little rose by her. And I just got to tell you, Mara and I are having a really great time together. We're enjoying ourselves quite a bit. We're laughing a lot. We've got some really funny pictures. We went to Disneyland for a portion of yesterday. Took some what we think are really funny pictures. We're pretty much just laughing at ourselves. If you spend any time with the two of us together, you know that we just kind of laugh at ourselves and make our own fun. Anyway, we got one of her on the Malibuumer, which is this shoot-up anti-gravity thing that then rockets you back down.
It's
and all
not
that.
My favorite ride.
And I found out that Mara's hesitation on it, even though she's pregnant and you're supposed to be cautious on these things, she's not pregnant far enough along to have this really mess with her. At least that's what our hope is. And it's pretty funny to see her face on this thing. And what else? We saw fireworks yesterday, and I sat through a really great course for about 8 hours. And it talks about leadership and sharing what God is doing with you to other people. So that's about it. That's probably way more information than most of you would ever care to listen to. And you're probably going, why can't you just get back to the, you know, Liz and Erica and how funny they are? But that's all I'm going to say. And the next time you hear me, I think we'll be listening to some Crowder. And hopefully we'll be able to do that without really getting in trouble. So we'll talk to you later. And that's it. Or is it it? Oh, I was talking about worship services. And I've got some ideas, I think, for what we're going to start doing in junior high. I'm excited, actually, because we've got our first service that is primarily about worship. And I'm really looking forward to helping define what that is. This will be in the past. when you listen to this, we'll have already done that. So you can actually tell me, and that's probably your first feedback question that you can give me is, did you like that setup for a service? If you did, then go ahead and email me and tell me why. If you didn't, then shut up. I'm kidding. But if you didn't like it, then I'd like you to email me and tell me why as well. So that's our first feedback question of the week, and that would be, or of the 2 weeks, is how, what did you think of the more experiential elements in our Go Deep Night? So that's it. And oh, you can email me at darylg@spokanefpc.org. So darylg at SpokaneFPC, which stands for First Presbyterian Church, .org. Okay, bye. Talk to you later. All right, Mara and I are standing here in line. Excuse me, at Disneyland. We're about to go through the Disneyland gate with Keith. Thank you very much. And as we walk through the gate, we take a look and we say hello. Hi, thank you very much.
See Mickey Mouse in the grass.
Population is 500 million. There's Mickey Mouse in the grass. Elevation is 138 feet. And yeah, so we're in the magical kingdom.
And it's hot.
It's really hot today. We've got like
November 5th.
Yeah, November 5th, and it's probably a good 85 degrees right now. And the last couple of days were not nearly that hot, so we were a little overdressed, perhaps. And what else?
You never know about the evening.
I know, and since we're going to be staying here until Fantasmic, which starts at 9 o'clock, and we figured we may or may not want to go back to the hotel, so we brought everything along, which is great. Anyway, kids everywhere, they're loving life.
It's early in the day,
yeah, it's
wait,
5
wait
to 11. Wait until this evening, they'll be crying. Actually, we've already seen a couple of people cry, just in the parking lot. Oh, and there's Pluto, over there. And there's Goofy.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's about all I see. We didn't bring our signature book, our autograph book. We usually bring an autograph book. I get a lot of flack for it because Mara makes me stand in line.
It's a pink book.
Yep, it's a pink book, and people give me a hard time because I'm over 30 standing in line with all these little kids with a pink autograph book.
But I got it when I was 6, so why not get a pink book?
Yeah, why not? Anyway, so there you go. All right, we're going to catch you later at some other point to talk to you about something else. Until then, bye. All right, Mara and I are here in the Pirates of the Caribbean line.
Great.
Doing research. We've just talked to Jack Sparrow a second. Well, kind of. Took a picture of him. And there's some people that are...
He tried to take a lady's ring.
Yeah, he did. He tried to take a lady's ring. He's a scallywag. It's a huge line. This is the longest I've ever seen this line. And...
We're eating frozen ice cream,
and it's probably...
Frozen lemonade.
Yeah, ish. What else? There's some pirates who are singing near us, the pirate song. And what else? Anything else?
It's still hot.
Still hot. And we've still got these people walking around that are doing like this huge scavenger hunt in Disneyland. It's actually really similar to our movie character Road Rally. But it's a lot bigger and a lot more comprehensive, and there's like all these teams and they have like numbers on their arms and stuff like that. It's hilarious. So that's that. Can I interview her? Can I just ask her a couple questions?
Oh, sure.
Maybe.
Elizabeth?
Maybe not. Nope. Nope, I didn't think so. Has she been to Pirates of the Caribbean before? A lot? Has she been on it?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
She was really scared. She was little with her dad.
Oh, really?
So it took a lot of coaxing to get her in.
I believe it. And you look pretty hot, like warm. And,
yeah.
You know, a little... antisocial. No, I'm kidding. Which is understandable. I am a little scared, but thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So Mara and I are now on the line for Space Mountain. And we used our fast pass, which means that we just kicked out a ton of high speed. That includes sudden sharp turns.
Before you embark on your adventure,
and put away all your stuff. So Pirates of the Caribbean, we heard a little bit about the curse of the bootstrap. Yes, and rumor has it that Winter Camp is going to actually delve in a little bit more to the curse of the bootstrap. In fact, everyone's going to get in. It's going to be quite the active situation where we try to break the curse of the bootstrap. So just a little plug there, shameless plug for Abandoned Winter Camp. It's December 1st through the 3rd. You got to get your flyers in as soon as possible. We mail them out to you. If you didn't get one in the mail, it means you're not on our mailing list, which is a horrible thing. And you need to rectify that as soon as possible. You need to email me at DarylG@SpokaneFPC.org and let me know what your address is, and then we'll get that covered. All right. So we'll talk to you later. Maybe I'll try to record this as we go on Space Mountain. Okay, bye. Okay, so Laura and I are actually on the second row of Space Mountain. And there's the music. Words you want to say to the people?
Hang on!
Screaming, one of our favorite roller coasters.
Woo-hoo!
And we're about to get by the guy, too. Thank you. All right. And we're in row 11, which is pretty much the best row of any of them, because you're in the last car, which means it's kind of the fastest, and it whips you around. And then you're in the front of the car, so you get to see what's going on. So it's great. I got some great pictures. We went on this 2 nights ago. I got some great pictures from it. And what else?
It's
red with yellow like lightning bolts on it.
It's red with yellow lightning bolts.
So it looks very fast.
Yeah, but that's not our car. No. Yeah, oh yeah. They are all different. They've got blue, green, and red running today. But they also have orange that we can see right there. But so we'll try to record this experience.
I scream quite a bit.
Mara does scream quite a bit on this one. And they're about to send off another person. So we'll pause it and we'll come back in just a second.
Alright, so now we're on it. We have a blue car, actually, as it turns out. And we're
ready.
Going to the start.
Mara and I are actually, we just finished our dinner. We were at the Blue Bayou restaurant, and we got to see Pirates of the Caribbean get stuck for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we had a really nice meal. I've always wanted to eat here, like all of my life, ever since I was 7 and went to Disneyland the first time. And
it's inside the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Right, exactly. It's and anyway, we had a great time. We had a really good time. And I just wanted to include that on the podcast, that we got to fulfill a lifelong dream. So your dreams really do come true in Disney.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. All right, bye. We're going to go see Fantasmic now. So we're just going to walk out and get our little bags and walk by some people who are eating as well. And there we go. So we were just down in the Blue Bayou restaurant and walking out.
Thank you.
And all of a sudden now we find ourselves in the middle of New Orleans Square. So we're going to go see Fantasmic. And New Orleans Square is actually decorated for Christmas right now, which is kind of cool because there's just like lights everywhere. And that's neat. So anyway, we're done and we'll talk to you later.
Safely.
Okay. So here we are. Mara and I are in the Lion King tram.
Going back to our hotel.
Yep, it is almost 10 o'clock.
Come on board, folks. Come on board. This is our final boarding call. Our final boarding call, please. If you have not crossed that yellow safety line, please
and
do not
the
do
nice
so.
Man. He's
please
helping
take those
us
available seats quickly and safely.
On.
Our tram is just about to depart. Please remember you must remove children from strollers before boarding the tram. No children are allowed to ride in a stroller while aboard a Disneyland tram. No more than five per row, please. Small children towards the center of the row. No lap seating except for an adult with a small child. And please no eating, drinking, smoking, standing, or lying down on the tram at any time.
And what else?
This is our final boarding call. If you have not crossed the yellow safety line, please do not do so. Our tram is about to depart. No more boarding, no more boarding, please.
He's having some hard time.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls on board, please remain seated. Sitting well back in your seats, facing forward. Wherever we are, all clear.
Yeah, there we go.
No so boarding, folks.
We went to...
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, while our tram is in motion, we do ask that everyone please remain seated. Sitting well back in your seats, keeping all hands, arms, legs, feet, horns, hoofs, tails, and fins in the tram at all times.
See what he did there?
If anything should fall off our tram at any part of our journey, like hats or glasses or anything like that, please remain seated, remain calm, wait till our tram comes to a full, complete stop. Alert the driver, myself, or any other cast member. Your item will be returned to you as soon as possible.
Anyway,
traffic return is clear.
To, Fantasmic, which is a cool little water video laser pyrotechnic
light show.
For your
light
safety, show remain buccaneering with thing. Your hands, arms, feet,
that
and legs
cool.
inside
Mickey
while the tram is moving.
The evil.
And supervise
evil.
Children.
It's about
please
Mickey.
Hold off
Mickey's
hats,
having a dream.
Or any loose items that
is.
Could fall from the tram.
And,
if an article should fall,
and there's some pirate stuff in
until
there.
The next stop and inform
and,
the nearest cast member. Or raise your hand to alert the driver. Thank you.
Did a little shopping today. We did something, a little shopping for one of the things, one of the events that we're going to be having at Abandoned Winter Camp, which is, again,
on behalf of
December
all the other
1st
cast members,
through the 3rd.
And myself, we would like to
it's
thank each
good.
And every one of you for your visit today.
So you'll be excited to see what that is.
Until 11 p.m. Disney's California Adventure reopens tomorrow at 10 a.m. And don't forget about Downtown Disney, folks. Downtown Disney's many shops and restaurants have various operating times, so please check the hours of your favorite store.
This guy is fairly zealous in his job. He does a good job. He likes to sell people on things. Mara's indicating I have some food in my teeth. What do I have? This one?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what it is.
It's still there.
It looks like maybe it's the spinach.
It'll be there.
All
spinach?
Right,
I have
folks,
spinach in my teeth?
Running our tram stops in reverse. Our first stop will be for the Catella Crosswalk at the Convention Center.
That's our
all rows, letters E, F,
which
and
is very
G.
Exciting.
Once again,
so
our first stop will be for the Catella Crosswalk at the Convention Center.
We went
all
to
rows, letters,
Hollywood Tower of Terror, which is a fun little up and down drop elevator Twilight Zone thing. And
the
cool thing
stop.
Is that it's a complete full moon right now. So it looks really cool to have the full moon by the Hollywood Tower of Terror. There's our hotel, and we can see that there's the lounge, which will be closed by the time we get up there, will it?
Yes.
Which is okay. Anyway. That's about it. We'll talk to you later. So what you missed, Mara and I are walking back to Catella. She's laughing at me now, but what you missed is really cool. The guy in the back of the tram, we went around this last corner, and he said, this is your last ride of the day. And so he had us put our hands up and yell like we were on a big roller coaster. And we did. I actually slid. I lost my balance. Mara almost got pushed off the tram. And then he said, that's enough. And then you're supposed to only exit on one side because, you know, that's like the curb side and everything. And I guess some people exited the other side. And he had to keep saying, back through the tram, folks, back through the tram. Mara and I were the only ones in the back car with him. And he got off the microphone. He just looked at us and just shook his head like, people are stupid. And that was funny. Because you never see, like, someone at Disneyland who's, like, even remotely admitting that, like, some of the moronic things that you see. Which is a lot, by the way. You see some really... Mara's going to tell you about this little girl who made a beeline
And you're not going to tell him about that? I'll tell him about it. This little girl. And, like, I guess she wanted some McDonald's fries or something or whatever it was. What do you remember what it was?
I don't, but her family was ahead of her.
Her family's ahead of her. And she just... Basically, she single-handedly took out, like, 5-6 people. Just like, oh, gosh.
Not looking
at all. Like, if you were to hold up your index finger, your pointer finger, your left hand, and keep it still, and then you take your right index finger and just kind of rotate it around there, that's what was going on. She was the left index finger, and the world was the right index finger spinning around her. At least that's what she thought. So there's that. What else? What else did we have? Oh, we had that older couple that was, like, on a super beeline to get out 2 nights ago. This old, a little bit older lady, and she's, like, cutting people off and, like, elbowing. That was neat. But generally, you see really good things happen at Disneyland. I think people are generally pretty nice. Oh, except for the lady who was really frustrated that she walked into the Blue Bayou and she asked if, you know, they had standby seating or whatever, and they said, well, yeah, it would take about half hour, 45 minutes probably. Here we go. And Mara and I are going to cross the street where the Californians don't really break until the last 10 minutes. So, well, they did a lot better this time. Yeah, I don't think any of these guys, well, this guy is, and then, yeah. Anyway, so we didn't get hit, but sometimes they've been really, really late to break, and they go like 50 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden screech to a halt. But the general session's still going on. We're going back onto the conference. Anyway, so this lady was really frustrated that they might possibly give up her seat if she didn't
stay
by the restaurant. She's like, well, can we walk around the park and, you know, until a half hour, 45 minutes? And I'm like, well, you can, but we just need to let you know that we won't be able to save the seat. And she was really frustrated at that, which we thought was kind of funny. Yep. Yeah. Mara's got this big bag of Disney stuff. She's wearing a Disney t-shirt. Mickey Mouse. And she's feeling the bag now.
It's wet.
It's wet?
Yeah.
Okay. So our bag has been peed on. What else? All right, so it seems to me every single time I turn off the podcast thing is when we have something that's, like, recording worthy, which sucks. This guy's kind of confused guy just came up to us and said, hey, is that West Street over there? And we said, no, that's Catella. And he goes, well, where is West Street? And we could only point him to the two roads we know in all of Anaheim. And then we were able to point him west.
He may walk west for a very long time.
It's kind of relative here as far as what is west, you know. We are west. We're west. We're more west than just about anywhere in the continental or contiguous United States. I really don't want to turn off my thing. Oh, there's some protesters outside of Youth Specialties.
No.
Well, I'm not going to record them or anything like that, but I'm just saying.
I was just curious.
From time to time, people protest Youth Specialties. Like, we saw some signs that said Youth Specialties leads to hell, which I thought was kind of strange, because you ask most of the people who go here, they don't really think that's a good idea. Right. So I don't know if these guys are protesting, but we'll find out soon. And there's a bunch of youth workers walking this way. They all look so young. Except for that guy. But youth workers look very similar, I'm sad to say. Or I'm sorry to say. Oh, so it's the same guys. God caused 9/11. Oh, there we go. So it says, God caused 9/11, and it says, 800, how true. And then, Youth Specialties leads to hell, 800, how true. But the weird thing is that Youth Specialties is over something else. So I don't know what that means.
We'll find out.
It's a recycled sign, which is very conscientious. Oh, and then these guys were here last year. I remember this. The music that you hear is actually by a group of it's kind of like a it's a simplicity type denomination or something like that, and they get really frustrated at you specialties pandering to which means that they're cowtailing to, which means that they're like being run by the people that they're trying to support or trying to get into heaven, which is kids. Anyway, these guys are frustrated by that, and they go with the simplicity thing. And they all the guys wear plaid shirts, and they've got beards and whatnot, which is, and they do like simple dancing and stuff. 2 years ago, they were here, and they got in some heated arguments too. So, anyway, people are giving their wares. We're passing by Starbucks, which even though the gates are closed in Starbucks, there's still people in there and there's still a line. There's always a huge line at that. All right, we're going to go to the concierge now and we're going to talk to you later.
Thank you, God, for that. May we respond this evening out of our deep and undying love for you. We pray this in the name of Jesus.
So Amara and I are here, and Mark Ostracker is the president of this little organization. He just finished praying, and so David Crowder's going to play right now. And Amara, what's David wearing?
David is wearing a red zip-up with a t-shirt underneath and jeans.
All right.
Glasses,
here we go.
Oh, that's all we are. Sing that now. Love so my life, my life, oh.
Wait. Get that back. No, I was just kidding. I got excited, wound up. It's the red button. You need to hit the red thing. Hey, don't touch that ever again. That was awesome. Yeah, Sean Groves, he's going to give us stuff for free. We're going to sell him. Okay. All right, get your partner. This is for real. It needs to hurt just a little bit. It's like, so So one more try, like part my hair this time. That's all it is.
People jumping around and all that sort of stuff. And we'll talk to you later. We'll have a little bit more podcast in later on in the conference.
How I feel about people in youth ministry is they've already committed for next year.